Decision delayed on approval of a plan for Chilkat Valley timber sale. And a phase-out of the Alaska Marine Highway System's fast ferries? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. The University of Alaska Board of Regents is delaying a decision on whether to approve the plan for a Chilkat Valley timber sale. The board was set to approve the development and disposal plan for a major Haynes area timber project at a meeting Thursday. Instead, Regents voted to defer consideration until a special meeting later this month. The decision comes amid concerns from Regents and the public, and a desire for more time to work through those questions. UA announced the negotiated sale in March. It's aiming to harvest 150 million board feet from 13,000 acres over a 10-year period. The area identified for potential harvest is scattered throughout the Haynes Borough. At a Facilities and Lands Committee meeting earlier this month, Regent Joe Heckman questioned the amount of information available for the board.
When you say, yes, that is, the brevity of the document mm-hmm. is because that is how it's defined in our policy.
I know.
So are we real proud of that policy? I mean, you know, we're checking the box. I'm just trying to understand.
Sure.
That I know you're justifying it the best way that you have, mm-hmm. that here is the definition and here is how we are providing the information, but flip it on the other side and put yourself in our shoes when we're not getting what we think we should be getting.
The university has said more information won't be available until further along in the negotiation process. At the special meeting, Regents will receive a presentation from the university with a summary of public comments, more details about the plan, and a set of guiding principles for the project. That meeting is scheduled for June 19th. The Haynes Assembly is not interested in adding a police dog to the force. At a meeting this week, Assemblymember Heather Lendy said financially it would be a hard sell.
To add something else where they talk about basically a police dog is like another officer and it requires its own car, kennel, handler, all kinds of rules. So to even look into more expenses until we figured out how to maintain the police department we have at the moment seems irresponsible.
In April, the Public Safety Commission asked the Assembly to explore the acquisition of a police dog. The dog would be used to help intercept drugs entering the community. Through preliminary research, borough staff identified possible grant funding, but the Assembly voted against directing the staff to continue researching the efficacy of a police dog for drug enforcement. Alaska Marine Highway System appears to be phasing out its fast ferries. One is in long-term storage, and the other will join it this fall. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Sitka resident Mim McConnell's family car has an ignition problem, but the dealer is in Juneau, and the only way to get it there, the ferry system, doesn't sail very often anymore.
I cannot affordably get that car over to Juneau to get it repaired and then get it back here. There's no quick turnaround, for one thing. So I haven't even bothered getting it fixed.
The realtor and former Sitka mayor is one of many coastal Alaskans dependent on the marine highway system. She's among those who have come to appreciate the fast ferries, which shorten sailings, allowing such a trip to happen in a day or two.
Having affordable access on and off an island, that's huge. That can have a tremendous economic impact on a community.
Fast ferry service has become less frequent in recent years, and soon it will be gone altogether. That's because a pair of slower short-run Alaska class ferries, or ACFs, will begin sailing next year.
Once we have two new ships, it's very difficult budget-wise to maintain the existing fleet.
Captain John Falvey is general manager of the Alaska Marine Highway System. It's reduced sailings as its funding's been cut. He says the Fast Ferry Fairweather will sail its usual southeast routes this summer, connecting Juneau to Sitka, Haines, and Skagway. It will then switch to Prince William Sound in the fall, linking Whittier, Valdez, and Cordova. A draft schedule shows it leaving service mid-November. It will be tied up for the winter, with no plans for its return. But Falvey says nothing is final.
We'll have to see budgetary-wise where we are once we get at least one ACF running May 1st of 2019. That's our goal.
The two new ferries are being built at the Ketchikan shipyard. The Hubbard and the Taslina will connect Juneau, Haines, and Skagway, one of the routes the Fairweather sails. While it will be laid up, the ship will be kept ready for use. That's the case for its sister ship, the Chenega, which was tied up 2.5 years ago. The state paid about $160,000 for the first year the Chenega was in storage. The state sold another tied-up ship, the Taku, for scrap earlier this year, but Falvey says it has no immediate plans to sell either vessel.
We let all of the certificates and everything lapse on the Taku, whereas we've got all the high-speed code certificates and things like that in a frozen-type mode on the Chenega, so we could pretty quickly activate that ship and do the same thing for the Fairweather.
The Fairweather began operations in 2004, followed by the Chenega the following year. They sailed faster because they were compact, lightweight, and had stronger engines than other ships their size. But they burned more fuel, so they were also more expensive to run than the system's other small ships. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.
Public comments on the fall through spring ferry schedule will be taken during a June 14th teleconference based in Ketchikan. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.